Kōmo e awa tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Greens co-leader Manama Davidson says James Shaw has worked to ensure a stable planet for our mokopuna. Mr. Shaw yesterday announced he would step down in March after 8 years as co-leader, but stay on as an MP to support his bill to make the right to a sustainable environment part of the Bill of Rights Act. Ms. Davidson says with his consensus-building approach, he has made a major contribution as a parliamentarian despite ups and downs.
In the world of politics, you are trying to solve big, big, wicked problems and at snail pace. And I confess that that is frustrating for anybody. Unless you are Winston Peters, this is not a job for life, but you give it 1,000% while you have the privilege of doing so.
Nominations open today for the next co-leader, with Auckland Central MP Chloe Swarbrick considered the strongest contender. Also, the head of Mana Mokopuna, the Children and Young People's Commission, is sounding the alarm about the safety of Mokopuna Māori in state care. Oranga Tamariki's report for 2022 and 2023 says just over 69% of children who experience harm while in care were tamariki with whakapapa Māori. Dr. Claire Achman says the overall number of children being harmed has been rising since 2020, both in care and upon their returning to whānau. She says the state needs to prioritise nurturing rather than causing additional harm.
I'm very concerned about the disproportionate impact of harm and care on mokopuna Māori. This highlights the urgent need, the absolutely urgent need, for us to continue to build those partnerships between Oranga Tamariki and kaupapa Māori organisations, iwi organisations, hapu organisations, and with whānau directly as well.
And social change advocate Dennis O'Reilly is a man on a mission as he heads to Waitangi for a Tangata Tiriti Hui this Saturday. The hui aims to unite the many non-Māori groups which promote and support the treaty. He says Pākehā need to help counter the anti-Māori, anti-treaty rhetoric sweeping the country. Many Pākehā seem fearful of Te Tiriti and Māori sovereignty when they don't need to be.
We are here by right of the treaty. And if we do our best every living day to keep that commitment, and we can look our Māori brothers and sisters in the eye and say, I'm an honest partner here, bro. Sis, I'm with you.
Dennis O'Reilly says not understanding the treaty or deliberately misrepresenting it, as the coalition government is doing, drives the fear and uncertainty that leads to racism. And that's your Wātea English News.